Hi there, and welcome to the TXF Weekly News Podcast. I'm Ralph Ivey, and I'll be your host this week as we go through the headlines in export and commodity finance. At txfnews.com, you can currently find a report on the winners of TXF's inaugural Dealmakers of the Year Awards, which draw on our Dealmakers database to celebrate the achievements of the most active professionals in the export finance industry over the last year. Now, in export and project finance, we have news on a number of ECA-backed facilities for new mining projects that are expected to close over the coming months. Firstly, Lake Resources is in talks with UKEF over an $800 million facility for its Cachi lithium mine in the Catamarca province of Argentina that is expected to close in early 2024. This would mark UKEF's first project in Argentina since the Falklands War. Nouveaumonde Graphite is in talks with Euler Hermes, Export Development Canada and the Canadian Infrastructure Bank for a $1.2 billion package that will support its vertically integrated graphite and battery anode production site in Canada. This would be one of the world's first spherical grade graphite projects located outside of China, and it could reach close before the end of 2023. Finally, Voyager Metals has appointed TD Bank as its initial MLA for the Mont-Sorcier Iron and Vanadium project in Quebec. UKEF is expected to back a deal that could reach $600 million with bank mandates expected over the course of 2024. Away from critical minerals, and US Exim has approved a $169 million direct loan to Beta Technologies, a US-based manufacturer of electric aircraft infrastructure. The deal will support the construction of a net zero assembly production facility in Vermont under the Biden administration's Make More in America scheme, which seeks to direct financing towards strengthening America's supply chains. In the world of commodities, Ghana's cocoa bond is in the process of finalising an $800 million syndicated loan that will finance the purchase of cocoa from farmers. The annual PXF is usually agreed in September, but Ghana's debt struggles have delayed this year's discussions. Cocoa bond will pay SOFR plus 2.65%, giving the deal all-in pricing of nearly 8%, but the company has insisted that this is a reflection of SOFR and the current credit environment rather than Cocoa Bod's credit worthiness. Around $400 million will also be raised from other sources, most likely soft commodity traders. And finally, Glencore said that it will no longer construct an electric vehicle battery recycling plant on the Italian island of Sardinia. In May, Glencore said the new site would produce lithium and other critical minerals from the shredded material extracted from car batteries, but delays in the authorisation process as well as the environmental impact assessment have led the trader to consider alternative sites. It has been reported that Sardinia's regional administration rejected Glencore's submissions as part of the environmental assessment. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our weekly news podcast through your usual podcast provider, and you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia. And if you're interested in any of the stories you've heard today, go to txfnews.com. Thanks for listening.